Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. We are speeding towards the end of our show here on a Friday. It's actually gone pretty quick today, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
gone by pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yet I appreciate the help from Kim, our dressage expert, and all the callers. You can join the show as well at 402-951-1620 on the Robbie and George hotline. And you can also join the show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. That is at R.A. Lula and at MyIceIsBlack04, or always the Equitable Bank inbox. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. That's George at 1620thezone.com. All right, George. Do you want to do Olympic basketball or do you want my grenade?
Oh, Jesus.
It's dealer's choice. It's on you. I'm putting it on you.
Let's go. I want to hit a grenade.
Okay.
I want to hit a grenade.
Okay. So there's been reports that LeBron James is hunting a veteran point guard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now there is an option that DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry would team back up together in LA. Mm-hmm. DeRozan's from LA. I don't know where Lowry's from. I think he's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's from Philly.
Yeah. He went to Nova. Mm-hmm. But DeRozan's kind of always been rumored to want to head back that direction. The connection from Toronto makes sense for Lowry and DeRozan. Mm-hmm. But, sorry, I'm having an insulin pump issue over here. Just give me a second. We'll be cool. If you hear a beeping in the background, that's what's happening. There we go. So that's one option. Option A is DeRozan, yeah. Lowry, both going to LA.
Okay.
Here's the other two options I've heard. Chris Paul could potentially be a free agent if he opts out of his last year of his contract. Obviously, he could re-up with Phoenix, or he could go to LA. Obviously, he played in LA before with the Clippers. There appears to be some kind of relationship with LeBron. I don't know who's friends with LeBron and who isn't and anymore, but I believe they were on a banana boat together at one time. So I think that counts. I'm gonna count it. The other option that I heard, and this is why it's a grenade, because you know how I feel about this player, is one Russell Westbrook.
Here we go. I've also heard this. Okay.
So out of those options, those three options. Mm-hmm. So let's call it, I want to leave DeRozan out of it because he kind of muddies the water a little bit in terms of just evaluating the fit here. Lowry, DeRozan, Chris Paul. Which of those three guys is
Westbrook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Westbrook, Lowry, Chris Paul.
Okay.
Which of those three veteran point guards makes the most sense with LeBron and AD in Los Angeles?
The one that makes the most sense, but it's not going to happen, is Chris Paul. Because Chris Paul wants the bag. I don't know why. He's making enough money from State Farm.
Also, he was just paid, I think, $40 million for the last handful of years.
Ridiculous amount of money.
I get it, though. It's a respect thing. People want to be paid for their whatever. I get it. Okay.
When you're ringless, though, you got to...
Your options become more limited.
Yeah, check your ego at the door.
Okay. So, best fit you think is Chris Paul.
I think best fit is
Chris
Paul.
Let's take money out of it.
Okay.
Take money out of it. Let's just say they figure out a way to make it work. Are you sure Chris Paul is the best fit?
I think for what LeBron wants, I think Chris Paul is the best fit. I think the one that would work the best is Kyle Lowry.
So what's the difference between best fit and what would work the best?
Best fit for me, it makes the most sense in my head.
Okay.
In my head, take the ball out of LeBron's hands. He can work off the ball.
Also, does LeBron want the ball to be taken out of his hands?
I think so.
Or does he just want somebody who's functional when he's on the bench?
Well, let's be honest. That's fair. That's fair. I also think that, especially when you look at when Dennis Schroeder was thriving in L.A., the ball was in Dennis Schroeder's hands.
Sure.
And I think LeBron kind of felt like, okay, I can kind of do a lot more off the ball. But then also have that comfortability. Okay, Dennis has got it. I can go.
For what it's worth, I agree that LeBron should move off ball more to extend his career.
Yes.
It's a very taxing to be the primary ball handler. He can be very effective without doing that.
Absolutely. And why I think Kyle Lowry would work better is because of the style that Kyle Lowry plays. He's a walking bucket. He can hit the open three. So if you're not going to take the ball out of LeBron's hands, at least have somebody that can knock down the three. And he's just a dog.
Right.
He's an absolute dog, which is something that Los Angeles Lakers team needs.
You need a little attitude there, yeah.
A little bit of attitude, and Kyle Lowry brings that. Also, he brings championship pedigree. He's done it before.
He does have the ring.
Yeah, he has that. So I think that would work better, but I think Chris Paul, for me, would be a better fit.
So
Russell Westbrook is out of the question.
Can I make the argument for Russell Westbrook here for a second?
No. What? Really?
You know I dislike Russell Westbrook as a player in general.
Everything about the guy.
Not everything, just everything about how he plays the game. I'm sure he might be an okay human being. I don't know. Here's the argument for Russell Westbrook. And see if I can convince you at all.
Okay.
Okay?
I can't believe this is a grenade.
That's what I was 1,000%
a grenade. Okay.
So if LeBron truly wants the ball out of his hands, Russell Westbrook, extremely ball dominant, right?
Yes.
Or can be extremely ball dominant at the very least. He's also the youngest of that group, so theoretically has a little bit more left in the tank.
Okay.
While he looked incredibly washed in the first half of the season in Washington, looked legitimately pretty good the last half of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Even for my standards. And my standard for him is incredibly harsh.
It is super harsh.
Here's the other thing that I think you could hope for with Russell Westbrook, okay? You've got the chance that he plays the way he did the second half of the season in Washington and the way he played the second half of his last season in Houston, which was rather good.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Where he was downhill, he stopped taking so many bad jumpers, and he actually used the things that make him a talented basketball player. Because the talent's undeniable with Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely right.
But the skills that he insists on using are where I have the issue. He's not a good shooter. He insists on shooting a ton. I think the triple doubles are wildly overrated because of his usage rate and the situations he's been in.
Yeah.
But there is a level of talent there that is undeniable, even by me, one of his harshest critics. So the argument for Russell Westbrook is, you mentioned dog. I'm not sure if there's a bigger dog in the league than Russell Westbrook.
You're right about that.
Okay, especially not at that talent level. I mean, Pat Beverly's got more attitude than anybody, but that's a chihuahua coming at you.
And Russ is a pit.
Yeah, versus a pit, German Shepherd, yeah. Whatever you want to call him, right? He's a real big dog.
Yeah.
He's not one of the little yappy dogs nipping at your heels, right? That's Pat Beverly.
Right.
Russell Westbrook brings the attitude that you mentioned that they need, and I agree. He brings a ton of primary ball handling experience, but he also was able to share the floor with James Harden, who was extremely ball dominant, a situation he could find himself in with LeBron also.
Absolutely.
Now, the drawback is that Russell Westbrook can't knock down that open three. However, if he is the ball dominator, he doesn't have to. If he is the one as the primary ball handler, and LeBron can knock down the open three, which is catch and shoot threes are not bad.
Yeah.
If he's the one knocking down the jump shots instead of Westbrook, then that becomes much less of a factor. And Westbrook can compromise a defense in a way that Lowry can't anymore.
Right.
And that Chris Paul has to be a lot more selective about when he does.
Yeah.
Because when he does, he still can do it with the best of them.
Absolutely.
But I don't think he can do that full time anymore. We saw that in the playoff run, right?
Right.
That's why he needed Devin Booker. I don't know. I wanted to call him Devin Brooks for a second. That's the dude from Oregon. I don't know why that got stuck in my head. Okay. That's why he needed Devin Booker to be better than he was in a couple of those finals games, because Chris Paul can't do it full time anymore.
Right.
I think Russell Westbrook is still young enough to compromise defenses full time, which makes LeBron's life way easier, which makes AD's life way easier. And here's the other variable for Russell Westbrook. Hear me out here. This is my closing argument for Westbrook. You ready?
I love this.
Okay. AD gets hurt all the time.
All the time.
LeBron is going to take his rests and only probably play 60 to 70% of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just who LeBron is from probably this to the end of his career. From now to the end of his career, that's just LeBron's not playing 90% of regular season games anymore.
That's who
it's going to be, 60 to 70%. That's just how it's going to be.
Yep.
Russell Westbrook can carry you in games by himself. In regular season games by himself, Russell Westbrook is good enough to win you a regular season game.
Okay.
By himself.
Yeah.
Those other two guys, on any sort of consistent basis, I don't think, I mean, Kyle Lowry, I don't think was ever good enough to win a game by himself. That's just not who he was.
Right.
Chris Paul was. I think he's past that part of his career. Russell Westbrook is still dynamic enough, even if I don't like the way he plays,
mm-hmm.
he's still dynamic enough. If LeBron is taking a night off and AD is having his third calf strain of the season, that he can carry him for a week in February without the wheels falling off.
Averaging a triple-double.
We saw that this year where they went from third or fourth in the West to in the play-in game because AD couldn't stay healthy. LeBron couldn't stay healthy.
They had no help.
And Kuzma was, you know, it was like Schroeder and Kuzma running the show.
Right.
And that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook solves that problem in a way that these other two guys don't. How did I do?
You literally took what I said about Chris Paul. You literally took what I said about Kyle Lowry, and you said, I'll give you both.
Yeah.
I will give you both.
In a younger guy.
I will take LeBron off the ball, but then also I will give you that dog.
Yeah.
I am impressed. I am very impressed. And
the caveat for me here is this. It has to be the version of Russell Westbrook we saw in the last half of the season at Houston and the last half of the year in Washington. It can't be the other Russell Westbrook because that dude is a disaster.
Absolutely.
But if it's this other guy that we've seen for two out of the last three halves of the seasons that he's played,
mm-hmm.
that guy works.
Hell, he can, let's be honest, he could have the same exact season as he had in Washington. You had to start off kind of rough, trying to figure it out. And then
The
Lakers will take a finishing Russell Westbrook.
That's all that matters. You're right. He could have exactly the season he had in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And if he finishes the way he did, starts bad, struggles, finishes the way he does, doesn't matter. If you're LA, you take that, right?
You do. And then you just have to fill in the pieces behind him, because in order to get that, you're going to have to trade Kuzma. You're going to probably have to give up Dennis Schroeder as well.
You're going to have to renounce a ton of stuff. I mean, he's making the same kind of money that Chris Paul wants.
Yeah.
The only guy you're probably getting, you know, if we're getting into the practicality of it,
mm-hmm.
the only guy you're probably getting on a discount is Kyle Lowry.
That's about it, yeah.
And I don't know how much of a discount that ends up being if you have to sign DeRozan with him. But
DeRozan's already came out and said that he is willing to take less money.
Sure, but between the two of them, I don't know what that looks like.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get both of them for the cost of one of the other guys. Maybe. I don't know how much of a discount they're willing to take, you know?
True.
At the end of the day, they're still NBA guys with egos.
Yeah, I think Kyle just got 30.
DeRozan was getting 25, 20, 30
yeah, 20,
in San Antonio. These are NBA guys with egos and lifestyles that they like to keep up, right?
Bingo.
So it's really easy for us to say, $5 million a year is still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, but if you've been budgeting for 25 the last 10 years, that's a lifestyle change.
That's a lifestyle change.
If somebody takes away about 80% of your income, that's a lifestyle change for you too.
Absolutely.
Now, those guys obviously can manage because $5 million is a lot still, but that's not the point. The point is, I just made an argument for Russell Westbrook, and I don't know who I am as a human being anymore.
I don't know either. I don't know either, but I will give you a standing ovation. That's great.
George, we've got, 30 seconds left?
Yeah, about.
What do you got on USA basketball real fast?
Simple as this. Anything that you saw in the exhibitions, that's not going to happen. If Kevin Durant wants to go and get 60 points, he's going to go and get 60 points. I'll tell you that much. And if he's like, I don't feel like 60 today, Damian Lillard can give you that 60. So I'm in no shape or form worried about Team USA. Chris Middleton, Devin Booker, they're going to give you exactly what they what they've been doing. I think I have no issues. I think they go undefeated in the Olympics.
Doubling down on Team USA.
Yeah.
I like the patriotism out of my guy, George.
Let's go. You're going to see. Ooh, it's going to be beautiful. Men and women.
Both undefeated.
No L's.
I like it. Double zeros in the last column for the men's and women's men's basketball team. You heard it. Men's and women's basketball team. You heard it here first. George, thank you so much for having me in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys for listening and interacting with the show. I'm Robbie Lula. That's George Norwood. Coming up next, we've got Unsportsmanlike Conduct live from a golf course.
Miracle Hill.
They're right by my house. Maybe I'll go say hi.
There you go.
All right. This has been the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.